Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Neve and Miko with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a mural in Peel Street, South Brisbane, featuring John Farnham singing lyrics from his famous song Two Strong Hearts while enjoying a fresh slice of watermelon has been censored. The lyrics River to the Sea and The Watermelon have been painted over. However, the image of Farnsey, painted by local artist Scotty Marsh, remains, suggesting that the voice is still welcome in Queensland, even if it's illegal to sing his songs. Also in local news, a new Queensland laws will see e-bike and e-scooter riders off footpaths and onto busy roads by introducing a 10km per hour speed limit on shared paths. The government says the changes aim to improve pedestrian safety after a rise in injuries and deaths involving e-mobility devices last year. Under the laws, e-scooter riders could use any road with a speed limit up to 60km per hour instead of the current 50km per hour, and will have a 10km per hour restriction on footpaths and shared paths. Local riders have criticised the rules, stating that it could force them onto major Brisbane roads like the Story Bridge and Coronation Drive, increasing safety risks and commute times. The laws are expected to take effect from July, with a six-month transition period alongside new drink riding penalties for users.
In international news, the National Cabinet is set to meet for the second time this morning to discuss the fuel crisis, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese joining the state leaders at 10am. A change to the fuel excise could possibly on the tables after Albanese left the door open to temporarily halving the tax last week. This would mean that 26 cents per litre of petrol and diesel sold would be saved. New South Wales Treasurer Daniel Mucchi said in an interview with ABC's Radio National Breakfast that he wants a national framework with intervention methods to come out of today's meeting. He stated, "People would expect us to have pretty clear, or at least as clear as we can, triggers for actions, and then people are entitled to know what exactly the actions are." Similarly, Liberal vote bencher Anne Roustan said that everything should be on the table and hopes Australians will have some answers by the end of the day. Also in national news, emergency financial support has been announced for those affected by ex-tropical cyclone Nooral as cleanup begins across northeast Western Australia. The Category 4 cyclone made landfall last week, bringing destructive winds, heavy rain and flooding, wiping out crops, damaging homes, businesses, roads and causing long-term environmental damage, with more than 1,000 people remaining without power. Premier Roger Cook has announced one-off payments of $2,000 for major home damage and $4,000 for those whose homes have been destroyed, including other support to help those affected with transport, food, clothing and temporary housing. Mr. Cook stated, "I want to acknowledge the Western Australians that are impacted by this severe cyclonic event. We've got your back and help is coming."
And in international news, four astronauts will go around and orbit the moon following a 10-day mission on NASA's Artemis II mission. It'll mark the first time astronauts will orbit the moon in 50 years. The launch for Artemis II is scheduled to lift off on April 2nd at 8:24 a.m. Brisbane time. The Artemis II mission will mark the first crewed flight of NASA's Space Launch System, or SLS rocket, and their Orion crewed spacecraft. This test flight will aim to assess the performance for future missions as well as gather a range of data to determine how the systems and operations of the spacecraft will work. The crew is composed of Commander Reid Wiseman, pilot Victor Glover, mission specialist Christina Cook, and Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen. Two Canberra-based facilities such as NASA's Deep Space Communication Complex and the Quantum Optical Ground Station at Mount Stromlo Observatory will also support the Artemis II mission with a focus on communications and tracking. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 25 degrees with a maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that is all your news today for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.